أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فنظر نظرة في النجوم فقال إني سقيم فتولوا عنه مدبرين فراغ إلى آلهتهم فقال ألا تأكلون ما لكم لا تنطقون فراغ عليهم ضربا باليمين فأقبلوا إليه يزفون قال تعبدون ما تنحتون والله خلقكم وما تعملون قالوا ابنوا له بنيانا فألقوه في الجحيم فأرادوا به كيدا فجعلناهم الأسفلين صدق الله العظيم. Guys, before this we discussed Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, heart that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about, qalbi salim. And the second aspect that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala discussed was He gave the da'wat and the invitation of tawheed to His own father. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about His da'wat to His entire community, His entire people. Allah says, فَنَظَرَ نَظْرَةً فِي النُّجُومِ. Now here in these ayat, in these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the incident very briefly. In Surah Al-Anbiya, we discussed the different aspects with regards to this, that the people and the community of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam were idolaters, they worshipped idols, they had a temple in which these idols had been, and then comes the day of their festivity, the day of their celebration, and the norm and practice was that they would leave the city or the village and go out and celebrate this day. And they had invited Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam to go with them. Obviously, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam was not to go with them. He had something else in mind. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very briefly makes reference to this part of the incident. فَنَظَرَ نَظْرَةً فِي النُّجُومِ. When they asked Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam to join them, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam cast his glance towards the stars or at the stars, and فَقَالَ إِنِّي سَقِيمٌ. Then he said that certainly I am ill, I am sick. So here a community that had been involved in astrology, they had believed that the various positions of various stars determined their future. In that environment, they had asked Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam to join them. They were idol worshippers. They wanted Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam to participate. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam needed to get away from all this. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam looks towards the stars. Not that he believed in anything that the stars had any effect on a person's future or a person's life, but because it was norm and practice in those days. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam wanted to assure them that whatever his decision be, that decision will be the best decision, and hence he looked up towards the stars. Otherwise, it is not permissible for us to participate in these type of astrologies, the different stars, etc. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala determines our taqdeer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has determined our life. That is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows our future, as well as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows our past and our present, and hence all that we live in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, he said, inni saqim, that I am ill and I am sick. So here when we look at it, as far as the Arabic grammar is concerned, it could also mean that I will become sick if I join you. First of all, you people are idol worshippers. Secondly, coming there will make me sick. I will not be able to tolerate it. Also, it means that before a person leaves this world, a person definitely becomes sick. Even if one enjoyed the best of health, at the time when the ruh is extracted, the body moves away from its moderation, and that is a form of sickness. So in these various ways, the ulama have interpreted these words of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. But the important aspect is that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam had made an excuse not to go with them. فَتَوَلَّوْ عَنْهُ مُدْبِرِينَ. Then they went away from Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, turning away from him, turning the backs towards him. In other words, they all left for the day of festivity. فَرَاغَ إِلَىٰ آلِهَتِهِمْ فَقَالَ عَلَىٰ تَأْكُلُونَ. Then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, advanced to their gods, to their idols in that particular temple, and he asked these idols, Ala ta'kulun, do you not eat? Or why do you not eat? And the important thing is, forget that the idols don't eat, but the people start feeding the idols in the sense that they leave food for the idols, making mannat, etc. Malakum la tantiqun, what happens to you? You are unable to speak. Faragha alayhim darban bil yameen. Then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam advanced towards them, smiting them with his hand, with his right hand. Faqbalu ilayhi yazifun. Now Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam had completed this entire process of breaking down these idols, and of course Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam had left the big idol with the axe hanging on his neck, all that we had discussed. His people had come back to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. When they had come back to the temple, they realized that their idols have been broken. They knew it was Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. They had apprehended these type of things. So فَأَقْبَلُوا إِلَيْهِ يَزِفُونَ. They had come to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, annoyed, agitated. قَالَ تَعْبُدُونَ مَا تَنْحِتُونَ. So when they question Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, he gives them this da'wat and a very logical invitation that do you worship مَا تَنْحِتُونَ, that which you have carved out yourself. وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَكُمْ وَمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. Whilst Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being that had created you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created your actions and your deeds. They did not accept Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam's da'wat. They succumbed to their own anger, and this is the usual thing, that when haqq and batil is at loggerheads, it is always batil that frustrates first. قَالُوا بُنُوا لَهُ بُنْيَانًا فَأَلْقُوهُ فِي الْجَحِيمِ. They had said that build for him a structure that he will be catapulted into a blazing fire. فَأَرَادُوا بِهِ كَيْدًا. They had plotted a plan against Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concludes saying, فَجَعَلْنَاهُمُ الْأَسْفَلِينَ. And we had made them the losers, the lower ones, in that very fire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made a garden of bliss for us at Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had cooled off that fire, and that was in actual fact a defeat for the people of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about his da'wat. He was very logical in his da'wat, in his approach, and this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us also. That when we invite towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, udu'u ila sabili rabbikum bil hikmah wal maw'idatil hasana, we should do it with wisdom and with beautiful speaking, in other words, speaking in a beautiful manner to those whom we invite. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.